I'm back on the road. What a trip. Those side streets are rigged. So whatever your weakness is, ping, off you go. The whole place is booby-trapped.
A huge shape looms before him.
Polyhedron with a polygonal base and triangular faces meeting in a common vertex right smack in the center of the city.
Reaching the base, the road begins its ascent up the long, sloped face of this vast pyramidal structure. Up, up he's taken high above the city, but higher still are the spires with their delicate spider-woven bridges.
That's interesting. There's a door at the very apex. The road continues right in through the door. And now, down, down into blackness. It's like a black crypt. Has to be the archives of the greatest Ahaz. A lot of good it'll do me. I can't see a thing. What's this? A box of matches in my pocket? It can't be dry. They're lined with ancient tablets and scrolls. They must date back to the dawn of man and woman.
With the strike of each match, eerie shadows leap back and forth, while deeper and deeper Jack is taken into these vast, endless archives.
The corridors go on for miles. It's moving from the dawn of humanity far, far into the future. These titles are symbols. I just don't understand. What a nice pickle. I can't decipher a thing.
The road forks. Jack chooses the right fork. Again it forks. He chooses the left fork. But again it forks. He chooses the left fork. But again it forks. And again, until he's in a maze of corridors. He blows out the match and travels in blessed darkness, letting the road take him where it will.
It's so dark in here, I can't see the nose on my face. Let's see where I am now. Is that my nose?
Ah.
Oh, God!
If you frightened me, Willis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You are not.
No, really, I am.
Ah, I know you dervishes. Come whirling in here, stirring up dust. Sneak around and scare one so I could leap right out of my skin.
I am sorry. Now, are you the keeper of the archives?
I am the keeper of the archives.
Tell me, how do you see in the dark?
For a dervish, you're not too bright.
Well, I was just wondering.
Oh, I remember the old days. Stately dervishes strode through here, their souls radiating light. So pure, so intense, brilliant. Ah, made your eyes pop.
Oh, really?
Look at you.
Well, actually, what I'm looking for, I think maybe you could help.
I see in the dark by remaining perfectly still.
Well, that's terrific.
Something you ought to practice.
Yeah, I see.
I see. They all say I see. What can they see?
Look. What? I am looking for the unified field theory of matter and energy.
Ah, the physicist's dream.
What?
You've come to the right place. Oh. Come on, come this way. Over here.
Tell me, do outsiders come here very often?
Lately, it's the ones that sneak into the city to steal our sacred secrets. But few ever make it this far.
Oh, but do they escape?
All through the ages of man, people try to steal from the very gods that look after them. Shameful. Shameful.
What, do they escape with the secrets?
Revealing even one of the great Ahas affects not only the course of the world, but the whole universe. Such decisions cannot be placed in the short-sighted hands of humans. Here it is.
The It's in a box.
Oh, it's a heavy theory.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Well, thank you very much.
Are you not going to look inside?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, yeah. I still have one question.
Ah, about Sir Seymour.
Oh, sorry, I dropped the box.
Scientists become awfully eager, but administrators become even more eager. Sir Seymour has been a real first-class nit, equipping people, sending them up here, trying to lift this very theory.
Oh, and they didn't succeed?
We have an open door policy to dervishes, whirling and otherwise. You're welcome to come in and browse. Looking is one thing, lifting is another. I wouldn't care to be in their shoes.
What happens?
The guardian of the gates.
No! The griffin? I'm sorry, I dropped the box again.
Are you not going to look inside?
Well, yes, of course. I'd like to see what this unified theory looks like. Well, it looks like it's all there. Thank you.
When you're through looking, you know where it belongs. That stick, dervishes. I see. What do they see? See.
Up out of the archives, the moving road takes our hero back out through the doorway and into the moonlight. Down the pyramidic face of the great archives, Jack rides the road. But when it reaches the ground level, it's that old familiar song.
That's it.
The city suddenly bursts into color, as though a rainbow had tipped right over, falling flat upon the city. Colors blast off the sides of buildings and ricochet down streets. Greens, blues, magentas splash and splatter the air. A cloudburst of colors cascading, cataracting, spilling and swirling, spouting into the night sky and sweeping the city like a beacon.
Beacon. It's coming from the top of one of those spires.
The moving road suddenly rises off the ground like a giant cobra and springs for the nearest spire. It wraps itself around, begins to spiral upward. Up and around it goes as though commanded by Jack's overwhelming desire to reach the source of that taunting celestial music.
Lotus jukebox, here I come.
Up and up he goes, high above the city.
Almost to the top. The jukebox is somewhere across the top of the city. I'll have to cross those hanging bridges to... What's that?
A black shadow flashes across the city. Something large has passed the face of the setting moon. But Jack has reached the top.
There it is.
There it is indeed. Balanced upon the topmost tip of the tallest spire is the grandest Wurlitzer of Wurlitzer's Wurlitzers, the Lotus Jukebox.
Aha!
Solid glass, as clear as a diamond, cut like a great prism. Its colors changing, gliding through the spectrum, radiating outward, bathing and blessing the city with the brilliance and purity of a celestial crystalline prism. From spire to spire across these frail hanging bridges, the road takes Jack.
There's something in the sky. I can see two emerald stars. They appear to be growing larger, as though they're nearing. Strange how they resemble eyes. Holy cow! They are eyes!
With a great shriek, the griffin strikes.
Yikes!
The fierce beak snaps the bridge in two, and the griffin's gone. The severed road dangles in the air, writhing like a dissected worm in the dying moonlight. Jack hangs on for dear life. The road desperately stretches out and flops against the neighboring spire, wraps around and continues across the next bridge. But again, Jack sees the two emerald stars rapidly approaching. And again, the griffin attacks like a dive bomber out of the black sky. Screeching down, Jack leaps for the next spire as the great claws and mighty beak rip the bridge from its moorings and flings it earthward like a limp noodle splattering in the streets far below. Once more, the great beast descends like a medieval dive bomber.
Oh, I'm trapped.
And then, with a hair-raising shriek, it's on Jack. But boom! Brilliant, blinding flash of white light, and from Jack's eyes leaps the unicorn. The griffin comes to a screeching halt in midair. The fearless unicorn springs at the griffin, the deadly horn aimed at the griffin's throat. The griffin rears back. The great beast retreats.
The huge paw attempts to parry the unicorn's thrust. The unicorn's fierce beast with the body of a lion and head wings of an eagle.
Eagle. No matching strength with the great griffin.
But the unicorn is swift.
It's razor sharp.
The fearful unicorn's powerful neck.
The unicorn slips.
One swat from the griffin's paw, and it'd be
the unicorn all over the stars.
Now's the time to make tracks across that bridge. A final leap onto the soft petals of that giant lotus. Here I am. The Lotus Jukebox. I'll put a nickel in this thing and see what... What? My hand. It sunk right into it. It's not a solid substance. I'm falling into it. Help! Help! I'm being swallowed. Help! Chief.
Yes?
Where was I?
Away.
Yes. I fell into the Lotus Jukebox.
Yes.
Now I'm back here.
Yes.
Why?
No matter how fantastic the journey, we always return to here, you see.
Yes. The box. The box with the unified field theory. I had it right here in my hand.
Come, please. The box was sent to the Institute, you see.
Oh.
For you.
For me? Hello? Oh, Uncle Seymour. You got the theory all right. Oh, no. It should all be there. What do you mean, a mess? Well, I did drop the box once or twice. At least you have all the pieces. What? What? Some of your people are saying there's particles in there that don't belong? They don't fit? They want to throw them out? Uncle, goodbye. So much for that. Chief.
Yes?
Still don't understand. All that I went through to reach that jukebox, and when I got there, I discovered that the Lotus Jukebox is actually a giant prism. It radiates the most fantastic colors when it plays.
And then what?
Well, I tried to put a nickel in to play a song, and the darn thing swallowed me up.
It is the old familiar song of life, you see.
Hmm?
Does one play the jukebox, or does the jukebox play one?
Very profound, Chief.
Not as profound as the lyrics.
What lyrics?
If I had the wings of an angel, over these prism walls I would fly.
Oh, no.
Yes.